This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Let's look at the Rosh. When the Rosh is dealing with this Gemara, so it's back in our Gemara, back in Bava Kamma. In the Rosh in Bava Kamma, the Rosh quotes this Gemara in Ksubis. Let's see how he deals with it. Second thick line, Mishum Shekol Dovah She'odom Yochol Litoin. Anything that a man can tie, and we look at it as if it is tied already, as if it's done already. And the Rosh seems to bring a raya from Ksubis that that's how we do it. One neighbor that bought from four, and then you'll get nothing. They can stop you. They can literally stop you getting to your field. If you keep quiet, I'll make it cheaper for you. So on Wednesday night we're going to try and analyze this Gemara in Ksubis. We have no choice but to work on the Gemara in Ksubis to understand how this Ishakis works, because the case in the Gemara in Ksubis is more extreme than ours. Once we understand how Ishakis works there, we'll understand how it works in Bava Kamma. Once we understand how it works in Bava Kamma, we can understand the views of people like the Rashba as to why they say it doesn't work at all. What do they do with the Gemara in, what do they do with the Gemara in Ksubis? So we can't escape dealing with the Gemara in Ksubis. That's what we'll have to concentrate on in Mitzvah Hashem next Wednesday evening, before we even get to the reading of this again.
It says clearly the Gemara at this stage didn't think of that, because had the Gemara thought of that, then the afilu kosov akol b'shtar echod, even if all these three fields were written in one shtar, yochel lichbo yish hastar lahatzir aziburus lebailim kiri lekonom elo, he can hide the shtar and return the ziburis. So what is Tosfos saying? How do you learn this Tosfos? And then there would be a chiddush. If the Gemara would have known that, at this point, then there could have been a chiddush in the one. That's what Tosfos must be saying. Then mechoron le'echod b'vas achas would tell us a chiddush that does not apply in the mechoron le'shloisha b'nei odom ke'echod. In mechoron le'shloisha b'nei odom ke'echod, can he use the ishakis argument? No, ke'echod, when it's really when it's genuinely one. No, so can he use the ishakis? Can he push them down? Or why can't he push them down in that case? Because they've all got equal claims. So he pushed onto Ziburis. And he says, look, you either take...
Who's going to say?
So the three of them...
It depends on how much Ziburis is doing. If it's enough to go with the claims...
No, how who would do it? There isn't an achrot. So what will happen? So there's no way. There's no ishakis. So each one will go to one. So there isn't an ishakis. And that could be the chiddush of the first case. That I might think he can use the taina of ishakis. I might have thought that he could use the taina of ishakis and push them all onto the ziburis. Kamashmalan, it comes to teach us. No, he can't use it. Why can't he use it? Because of the chishtahadru, I suppose. Now, but what would the Gemara have said if? Had the Gemara discussed, then how would the Gemara have gone? So the Gemara would have said, what's the chiddush of the first case? The Gemara would have answered that you can't say ishakis. But then it wouldn't be kulam lichos utachas abayli. Then the price would be wrong.
We'll have to, the
mechanism of it, we'll have to still analyze how you do this magic.
But the question is it then the same as the later case of the threat? Or isn't it?
Sure.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's just representing it differently.
But how, I don't understand what Tosfos is saying. What would the Gemara, let us assume, Tosfos is having a minute, let us assume the Gemara does know ishakis. Then what would happen? What would be different then? In the Gemara. In other words, how does Tosfos see from the structure of the Gemara that it doesn't yet know ishakis? Then he wouldn't say mechoron le'echod b'vas achas mabaya. Adram, that would be a big chiddush. What would the chiddush then be? No, it's not. It says mechoron le'echod nichnasu l'tachas abaylim. But the Braisa doesn't say that. Tosfos is not attacking the Braisa. Tosfos is saying by the Gemara's analysis of the Braisa, you can see that the Gemara didn't yet know ishakis. With what?
But
that's a cash on the Braisa. Then you've got a cash on the Braisa. So you thought that's not? So you'd have to go through the whole Mahalach, and you would have to say it's Taka talking about a case where he can't use the threat of ishakis. So then why does Tosfos say, Lo Asika Daita, then other rabbi, Asika Daita, and he knows the answer as well? In which case the whole piece of Gemara doesn't make much sense.
Is it not that he's saying that the Echad is not Zeach HaZeh?
The person, the single person, bought it, not Zeach HaZeh. So therefore, he bought it all at once. Right. So the din for him according to the Brassi is there's an Achron. No, the din for them is everybody comes. So Tosfos is saying clearly the Gemara hadn't yet thought of the ishakis, because had the Gemara thought of ishakis already, then there would be a chiddush in that ratio. What would be the chiddush? That you can't say ishakis. Why can't you say ishakis then? The only reason you can't say ishakis is if you're talking about Yasmi. Is there any mashal on this Tosfos? In the Madura Tinyana, there's Masha. In the Madura Tinyana. It's right after the Mashur. After the Mashur finishes, he starts the Madura Tinyona. The Madura Basra. On the page after the end of the Mashur. On the Tisbov. No, you're much too far there, Andrew. Much too far. Okay, right back to the Mashur. That's probably really Madura Basra. Is that Mashur that you got there? So go to the end of the last parak of Mashur. No, that's okay. Go to the end of the last parak of Mashur. Have you not got Madura Tanya? No, Madura Basra. Where does your Mashur finish? Where's your last page of Mashur? Got it? Mechoron leechot bevas achas mebaya hashtu lo esikat kan lo shoyene. De'ike lemeime de'loi havi mechoron loi bebaya. Because one could say it's not a law mebaya. There's taki a chidush in mechoron leechod. What would the chidush be? Mishum dehav esalket da'etech amine. I might have said the yigbe kulon miziburis mitam di shatkis. I might have thought that he could have used the shatkis to push them all off. Vashmuinen, and the reisha comes to teach us the nichnasutachas abayim. No, each one to claim from his proper place. Why? Mishum de Omru le'anizak va'bal choiv l'chiti hader. Because the Nizak and Bal Choiv will say to him, l'chiti hader, go ahead. How would that work? They'll say l'chiti hader. The Nizak certainly can say l'chiti hader. He's got nothing to... No, the Nizak adarabah. He shouldn't be able to say l'chiti hader. The Bal Choiv can tie in l'chiti hader. What does he mean that the Nizak can tie in l'chiti hader? Yeah. Ulefiho emes, he adds, oh, and Taka says the Mashur, ulefiho emes loy mesuk mebahochi. And truly, you can't even say this, kidamasik, as the Gemara concludes. Yahi ben izoki nami, de lo yigbe elabeninis. The Gemara says that the Nizak, this doesn't work, this lechite hadar with. So what is the Mashur, how's the Mashur leaving it? So had I thought, he's saying that had I thought of the Ishakis, then I would have seen a chiddush in the ratio, which I would have had to explain with the whole mahalach of lechita hadir. Either there's a shverkat, good, all right. But you must say that at this stage the Gemara hasn't come on to that at all. Ishakis is not yet known. The Gemara is mechadish the whole sfora of Ishakis further on. Yeah, by the kashya of Lomabaya. Mechorun echad bevasachas mebaya. That statement demonstrates. Yeah, I demonstrate that there's no havamina that there's any kind of chiddush. Yeah, but it's not a question of could have asked. It's a question of asking a kasher or making a statement in the analysis of the brisa which totally ignores the. But that takes away that, so then you don't have to say, there's no hechlich to say ela pshita b'zeh achazeh. Isn't that so? Then you're calling it, there's no hechlich to say that. Ali b'de emes. If the Gemara would come up with this ishakis, then you wouldn't have to say that it's talking about zeh achazeh. So it would eventually reject that too. It would come round the long way. Yeah, it would come. You would have to go through the whole thing and come round again. Again, let's go on the Tosfos. Ishatkis ve'ilo madron ashtaro diziburis lemare. Afal gav dibelav hochi isho gabia miziburis. Even though in any event the isho is gabia miziburis, what's Tosfos asking? Why can't she say lechita hadir? Asks Tosfos. She's got nothing to lose. Kivan shein mafkia koicho. Because he's not threatening her in any way, so she can't use that argument. He's not threatening to do her out of anything. So this lechita hadir is only a defense against his aggression of Ishakis. The Chita Hadr, they're not allowed to claim the Chita Hadr stamazeh. The Chita Hadr is a defense that they can use against his step of Ishakis. She can't, yeah, she can't. It's only valid as a defense. Aber bachiv loy matzi lemeim adelishkul beziburis mitam di ishakis tekivan de mafkia koichoi matzi omer lechita hadir. Since he is trying to do him out of what is rightfully his, he is entitled to argue lechita hadir. So different, the working is so different to the normal legal system, isn't it? Here we actually create the arguments and give them the arguments. It's not a question of if your lawyer is bright, he'll think of this. We tell you what to claim. It's actually the whole thing is worked out before you even come to Beis Din. That if he does this, this will be your claim. And even if you don't claim it, the Beis Din claims it for you. But if he doesn't say Ishakis, you can't use that claim. It won't be accepted. Is the whole Migu thing the same thing? Yeah. Like I always used to wonder when these chess games, you know, when they know all these, the real chess masters they know so many sequences. So what are they going through the show? The fellow makes his move, that, you know, that means that you can do one of, I don't know, what, 25 different things. By making a move, you're revealing that you are doing number 6 of the 25, which means that the other one. So until you arrive well into the game, it's really all just it's all just form. Yeah, that sounds a little bit like that. The whole chess game is played ahead according to the rules, right until the last step. The last step is where it matters. Says, look, you want to give me ziburis in any case, I've got nothing to lose by calling your punch. Go and give it back. And that's in fact why the Gemara only asked from Nizokin and not from Baal Chayv, because Nizokin is the only one who can't use the Lechit Hadar argument. Everybody else can use the Lechit Hadar argument. So the Gemara finally establishes this talking with the Yasmi, the Lav Bnei Piroi Ninu, Afagav Shizeh Machazir Lahem Karka Havaluki Yisraimim Shekonu Karka Lacha Mises Aviyen. And even by giving back the karka which was originally their father's, they have the din of Yisraimim who bought karka after the death of their father's. They ain't Balchiv Koyz Vegoy Vilosom Mehen. Afagav Dechashegovu Karka Bechoy Vesaviyen Amriyam Biyesh Noichlin the Balchiv Koyz Vegoy Vemehen. What's the case there? If their father was owed money, and they went and claimed karka against that debt that was owed to their father, that karka can be taken by somebody who their father owed money to. Because that karka is as if it came into their possession before the death of their father, because there was a loan, there was a shibud at that time. But here, not. What's the chiluk? Here, where the father sells the property before he dies, the property is gone. He's still got a baal chayiv, and his baal chayiv has still got a shibud on the karka, but that sale cuts it off, and when the father then dies, if that property is returned to the yisoimim, it's as if it's a new deal. As if it has no connection to the previous. That's how Tosfos wants to learn it. We'll go and point out that Ashbaz Cholek on this. So what is the essence of the sugya? What have we learned here? What is the chiddush of this sugya? If it weren't Yisraelim. So if it weren't Idis Bacharino, if it was Iburis Bacharino, and it was one by one, even if it's one person, then they can certainly all go to the bees, pushed off to the Ziburis. If it's Idis Bacharino, he can tie a Lunichali Betakona. When do we need the Yisraelim case? So that's in a case where Idis is lost. No, but the way we come out, then you don't have to come onto that. If you can tie in a, according to the Maskona, Iefshi betakonas chachomim, you don't need the Yisraelim case. Right. If he's got Idis at the end, but then why can't he just say Iefshi? Iefshi betakonas chachomim. So you don't need the Yasmin. Later they all want to claim Idis. They say Idis is the last one to be Meshubah, they all want to claim Idis. So what is his defense to that? The whole thing of Ishas Kisu comes in the case of Idis then, where the threat of Ishas Kisu is Idis at the end before the Gemara knew about Iefshi betakonas chachomim. But once you've got the mechanism of Iefshi betakonos chachomim, you don't have to go through the whole thing of the Yisraelim, isn't that so? Akul nichnasu tachas habaylim is because he tainas, take what is yours according to halacha. What else could he do? No, how can he give him a ziburis? No, Iefshi betakonos chachomim of the last one, of everybody taking Yiddish. So I don't want the shibudim. I want you each to take the shibud which the Torah gives you. Are you tiny? Yeah, but the Torah only gives us those shibudim, provided there's nothing else left. But if there's something left, all the shibudim go on the last one. He says, yeah, shibud. Not akol na yev shibud. I don't want it. So you're asking. So what if he wants to use his shatkis? How would he use his shatkis? He would say. He said, what would happen if he wants to use the Tain Levi Shatkis? So he'll say to him, not only must you take what the Torah gives you, but you can take Beinonis, he says to the Nizak. You can only take Beinonis because he's Shatkis. So unless we're dealing with a case of Yisoimim, he's going to be with the Nizak, he's going to be able to do that. That's how you want to come out. Have you checked, is that how the halacha is, Taka? Can we have a look in the Rambam? See what the Rambam has to say in the Rif. Let's look at the Rif while somebody brings the Rambam. The Rif doesn't bring what? What doesn't the Rif bring? Does he bring the Gemara? Let's see what happens there. So he starts with the Brisa Tan Rabban and Mechorim Veichod Lushloisha Bnei Adam Keichod Kulon Nichnas Tachas Abayim Zeachazek Kulon Goyvim Min Achre Ein Lo Goyvim Min Shifonov Ein Lo Goyvim Min Shiflifonov Hay Mechorim Veichod Eichidomi Ile Mevavas Achas Hashto Lushloisha Bnei Adam Keichod Dikulon Min Bedachad Min Arkadim Omris Kulon Nichnas Tachas Abayim Mechorim Leichod Bevas Achas Mebaye. Now you've got some brackets. Let's go through the brackets. Ela Pshita Bezeachazek. If the ziburis at the end, then he can push them all off to ziburis. If there's idis at the end, kulam nichnasu tachas abayim. Why? Behind the time of the Asakulu Gabu Midis, if Idis is at the end, let them all take Idis. Why Nichnasutach Zabaydin? Mishudoma Lulukar, time of Maimura Bonanaki Lukamokim Ligus Menu, Mishutakanta Didi, Anna Lunichali Baitakanto, Kiderove. Tomarova, Kolam, Efshibitakonas Kachomim Gonzu, Shemil, Mike Gonzu, Trafuno Marav, Tomaravuno Marav, Yokolo Isha Shitama Labalo in the Zenes Veni Eso. That's it. So he brings a maskone. So what are there any surprises in this roof? Are there no surprises in the roof? That's tackle the maskone of the Gemara. He doesn't. He brings it in the brackets.
Yeah, but in the maskone, he doesn't. So the reason is only as a roof, only because of
That's because that. But that we also said that the maisa in understanding the brisa. That's how to understand the brisa. The brisa says kulam nichnasu tachas abaylim. The only way you can learn that is where he says, "Iyef shibetakonas chachomim." Then we went on to say, but what happens if he would want to bully them with a tain of ishaskis? I said, you're saying, but if that's available to him, then we should give him that taina. If ishaskis is a valid taina, then we should give him we should give it to him. And you see from the maskona that we don't give it to him at all. Sorry, and where? Well, I see there's a whole lot of Balamur and Milchamas Hashem. It's going to be fun here. See what he says at the end there, the Shulta Giborim, the very bottom line. V'li nire girsa sifre harav shoyo beyodem lo yusok kume girsa sasforim shalonu. That the riff that the Ravid and others had to complain about him leaving that out aren't like ours. Ki besifre harav shalonu, in our riff, nire demuska shapri chiluk zeh, he does mention it, in the bracket. That's the two girsos. There's a girsa with and without. But the way we've got it, Taki, he does mention it, exactly the same as the Gemara does. I see, you've got a tine on the maskona. What is the basikne? So that we've got to look at. Have you looked at the Rambam to see how the Rambam works? That'll he follows the school. Have we got a Rambam handy? So that's case 2 and 3 is straightforward. Then comes case 1. Mechorun le'echot zu achazu. Harei alokeach nichnas tachas abayim. It's the braisa. They can push them all off to ziburis. Aval lokeach ziburis b'achron ne'kulon goyvim min haziburis. Sharei yoyim el'toyrev k'shiyov ligvus min hasodeh shelo k'tchila harei nachti l'chomokim ligvus mimenu. Especially left to ziburis. V'lamo eino emelo ya'toyrev kach im lokeach idis b'acharoyinu. V'tig beho ishu v'alchoyv min ha'idis shelokeach b'acharoyinu. In that case, when Idis is the last, why doesn't that also work? When Ziburis is the last, we use the Takonas Chachomim against the Baalei Chayv. If Idis is at the end, let them use that same Takona for their advantage. So we say, no, this is a one-way Takona. It was designed for them. Shizu Takona hi lelokeach, v'arei oime lelokeach, lohen yevshi betakona zu, elo kol echad mechem yigve min haro ilo. No mention of Ishakis or Yosemim or anything like that. Mashma, even if it's not Yosemim, this would be the din. Even if it's not Yosemim, this would be the din. What's wrong with Ishakis? Why can't he threaten the Nizak with returning the Ziburis and making him take Ziburis instead of the Beinonis, which he's now offering? The Rambam doesn't deal with that. That's the cash of the Magid Mishnah. Raisa Ukimta the Gemara Sham, the Yesham Ukimta Shoemeris, there is an Ukimta in our Gemara that says, the Dafka ki Mesu Bailim Rishonim Venishuru Yusumim. But this applies only where the first owners have died and the Yusumim are now in charge. The Kivan de Lavbune Piroini, Nu Loimatsi Oma Lokiach Ishatkis. But if the original seller is still alive, then he could say so. And that's how the Bala Itur paskins. That it must be talking about Yisoymim, because if it's not Yisoymim, the threat of Yishatkis is valid. Din kulon beziburis mipnei atayno haniskeres. And he goes further to say the Bala Itur, if the Moicher is alive, they all get from the Ziburis because of that Taina. They all get from the Ziburis, even the Nizak. Why does the Nizak get from Ziburis? He can say Lichtehada, so he'll be Mahadarit. Yeah, he'll go ahead. That's his only defense. He can say Lichtehada, but if he goes ahead and does it, then no Kanan. So that's how the Bala Itur paskins. And the Rashbo is mentioned already, says the Magid Mishnah, that this is, you can't get away with this, says the Rashbo. This suggestion of the Gemara that you can threaten with Ishatkis to take a person down from what is rightfully, that's not the, although the Gemara brings this, the Gemara is off. The Gemara finds another way of handling it. It doesn't last. It doesn't. That's not the main a main section in the sugya. And the Rif also does not bring it. So the Magid Mishnah says that's why the Rif doesn't bring it, because he doesn't hold that Ukimta. You've got to delete that really from the Gemara. Once we've come out with this, that's the only way to handle it. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Can we have a look at the Shulchan Aruch? If the Bala Itur paskins the other way, it's feasible that here it's... Do you know what volume it is, Roni? What siman is this in? This will be in... Kufyut Tes. In siman Kufyut Tes. Yeah, we're going to do that, Rosh. That's an important Rosh. The whole Rosh is important. Yeah, we create the Tainas. We create the whole system of Tainas.
In that case, you understand what the Rosh was saying. Because we don't... To be able to defend basically dishonest
claim. If he wants to be dishonest... It's not dishonest. It's a question of, I have an ability to do... It's not dishonest. If he has an ability to do something, then that's the Matthias.
And if he did give it back?
Well, that we're going to have to see him. Let's say he went and gave it back, so what? So he has that, he's got that ability to do
it. If he went and gave it back, what would the Rosh possibly? He says you can't really claim it. You can't claim it.
If he did go and give it back, surely it would be a valid claim then, wouldn't it?
So then why can't
he claim it? That's the difficulty, why? It's all very well saying this is not Iker, this is the Rosh. He says we must find this inside the Rosh. Let's try and do that for him. Try and find it inside the Rosh. That's the nice set. We'll do all that in the Rosh. The Rosh deals with all that. If you test times, give me a valid hair around it. If it is. So So that's altogether an interesting Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings a machlokes as to whether if one can bring a raya, he says, I bought early in the morning, they bought later on, and I can prove it to you, I've got edim. Although the shtoros are all dated simultaneously, I can prove to you that my transaction preceded his. Are we saying that it's only where we don't know which transaction preceded that we don't consider the claims? Or do we say, no, even if we do know that your transaction preceded, the shtar takes effect at the end of the day? Okay, that's a machlokes in the Gemara already, whether the shtar takes effect at the end of the day or the shtar takes effect at the time of the transaction. Then Mechorun L'Shloish Zeach HaZeh, he goes through the whole thing there. And then finally in Sivov, Mechorun L'Echod Zeach HaZeh U'mocho Lo Idis Ba'acharoina. If he sold it one and sold Idis lost, V'chozer Alo Keach U'mocho Ziburus V'enonis V'shir Idis Lefonov Kulom Goivim Meha Idis. They can all claim Idis, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Why would he say they can all claim Yiddish? Sorry? Let's just get into the end of the Seif. Kum give me Yiddish. Nimkar Yiddish ve'neach beinonis ve'zibulis lo... לא הניזוקין טורפים מהיידיש שביד הלוקח השני ומבינוניס וזיבוריס הניזוקין טורפים מהיידיש שביד הלוקח השני ומבינוניס וזיבוריס ששיר לפונוף כואב ובעל חייב מבינוניס וכסובס אישו מזיבוריס again, let's see the case וכל הוא לאכות זה אחר זה ומוכל לו אידיס באחרון that's our case אידיס lost וחוזר הלוקח. And then the lokeach went umocha ziburis uveinonis v'shir idis lefonov. That's a different case, isn't that? That's already a bit different. Yeah, so it's in the previous sif. Let's find in the previous sif. Yeah, sifay. So I'm a status sif. Mecholon leechod zeach hazeh. Harei aloikeach nichnas tachas habaylim. Like the Brisa says, b'amei dvorim amurim kishe lokach idis ba'acharoino. If lokach idis ba'acharoino, then nichnas tachas habaylim. That's all he says. It's like the Rambam, isn't it? Yeshumim dafilu imkono idis ba'acharoino, says the Ramo. דafka שמי סמויחר, אבל המויחר אדאי נחאי, דיוחל אחז אשתר אז יבוריס למויחר, ואז יצטרחו כולם ליקבויס מין המויחר. וואו אדיל ימכון אז יבוריס באחרון, נפח פיש שמי סמויחר כולם גויים מין אז יבוריס. לוקח בין יש באחרון, זה גנבח. So it's a machlokes Rambo and Shulchan Aruch here. So we've got a lot of material to work with. There's a very long Vilna Gaon. So the one issue that has to be resolved in the sugya is how strong is this Ishakis Taina? Is this just a Havamina that the Gemara goes through and afterwards rejects when it doesn't need it anymore? And if, as the Rashba wants to say, and as the Rambam and the Rif appear to want to say, and if so, how come? Because Lamaisa, he has got that ability to give back the shtar.